as he's talking, this is what I've been going through, is I see that I'm always a yes person and a nice person, and people want me to do things, and I always say yes, but I don't really want to.
Yeah.
And I want everyone to like me because
that's why you say
I don't
yes.
feel likable. I don't feel like I'm yeah. a worthy person, and yeah. that's what I have been going through. And so for my children, I think that we all get our worth from other people.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah,
so for Sarah, she's agreed to come here with me. She didn't know what it, you know, what we talked about and stuff. So as far as problems, I think...
She will have them if she doesn't have them now. They haven't matured yet. She will have them if she stays too quiet and stays resentful. You know how resentful, quiet resentful, quiet resentful. So looking at things and silently judging and never saying anything and smiling.
But you see, that's what I'm finding.
You need resentment in order to say yes when you mean no.
Okay.
Got that?
Yes.
In other words, in Act 1, Scene 5, it's my favorite quote, in Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Shakespeare, in other places I've found since, but he quotes Juliet as saying, out of my first hate sprang my first love. Now, that's very significant, because love that comes out of hate is slavery. But once you find the servitude, which looks like service, you can actually...
Servitude is what I give to someone.
Yes. And whether the person is a hate object purposely to get you to enslave you to them, and damned if you serve them, and damned if you don't, and if you don't, it upsets you. When it upsets you, you try harder. And if they do accept you, you like it so much, you try harder, but you don't really want to do it. But you have to resent them because somehow they're making you do it when you don't really want to. Otherwise, you wouldn't feel worthy. It is a damnable, vicious cycle. If your parents had loved you and if they knew what love was, it would make you do the right thing before it was natural. It wouldn't make you respect them before they were respectable. See what I'm saying? So they use a certain amount of force and intimidation to get you upset. And then you, before your time, you didn't give you time to grow and understand to see what was wrong with you and bear a little selfishness on your part, childish selfishness, and contrast it with their own loving kindness. See what I mean? So there's a certain shame and then respect. And then when that respect comes out, not out of anger, a love comes towards them out of effortlessness of the heart. See? So that love is in you naturally. However, resentment is the precursor. Remember what resentment does. It's a spoiler. It taints every natural emotion you have. Remember I've said that? So that the love that you would have for a person or parent doesn't come out of love itself. It comes out of the guilt of not loving.
Of them not loving
no,
you.
No, of you not loving them. Because, you see, resentment...
Towards my children?
Towards everything.
Okay.
In other words, once you start to resent a human being for any reason whatsoever, especially your parents, honor your mother and father, it doesn't say they have to be honorable. But parents should be honorable, but they didn't have honorable parents, so it goes all the way back to antiquity, see. And so once you start to resent your parent, who they should be the models of heavenly models, they're not. You're actually disobeying the commandments. And it doesn't say that they have to be honorable, but you don't know that as a child. How are you to know that? You immediately get trapped into resenting your parents, feeling guilty for resenting them, and trying to be a good parent to get their love, and all you're doing is encouraging them to abuse you. See that? But you don't know the trap yet. And so therefore, it doesn't matter how good you are to your parents. The goodness ain't worth a nickel. You see, you're trapped, damned if you give and damned if you don't.